Matt Johnson back with more of the halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College in their first UMAC Conference contest of 2019, and now have the pleasure of being joined by one of the captains of this Yellow Jacket team, senior forward Eric Watson. Eric, first of all, thanks for taking some time to talk and give your thoughts on a few things this season, namely the fact that you guys 4-2-2 in the non-conference. I know you've got a non-conference game here or there also still now that you're starting a conference play, but first conference game of the season, just give us a sense on how you feel like the season is going here so far.
You know, I think there's been a lot of opportunities to grow as a group. I think individually, I think it's been a good start, and I think more importantly as a group, I think we're starting to figure out our identity, which is really important as we get into the conference play, as you stated, Matt. And I'm just excited to go forward with this group of guys, the coaching staff, and have one last good run at it in terms of conference play. And you know, I think it's important that we take it at one step at a time and see what comes each day in every training and every day as a group. And I think we just got to maximize our ability to get results as a team.
You know, it's been interesting to watch you guys so far this season because you started out long road trip down to Texas. That's a program first. And you come back, you play a whole slew of MIAC teams, get battle tested, pull out some nice wins, a couple decisions I know that you weren't particularly pleased with how the game ended up. But all in all, a pretty good start considering how tough of a schedule it is and now getting in a conference play looking to defend that UMAC title from last year.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have, I think, a tough start. I think it's better to you know, grind it out at the beginning. You know, I think it's important that we as a group kind of remember that, you know, we can't affect the other team. We can't affect the officials. So we've just got to really focus in on us as a group. And I think that those tough games against MIAC oppositions, the games down in Dallas, I think they each provided a unique test to us. And hopefully, you know, there's things that we can learn from it and take as we head into conference play.
You know, and in looking at this team, very deep, lost a few midfielders, but for the most part, you guys returned most of your key contributors from last year. And that forward line of you, James Bruce, and also Blake Perry this year really seems to be gelling well.
Yeah, for sure. I think, though, Matt, it's important to remember that, you know, every year is a new team. As much as, you know, you say we didn't lose a lot of people, I think it's important to remember that all those people that did leave were big characters and were part of a different family. So we've had to adapt and find new ways of making this group work. You know, I think that you're right in saying that. I think the gelling process is starting to take shape, and hopefully what really matters is we're ticking come the end of October and November.
And one last question before we let you go here. Any specific goals that you have for either yourself or the team here the rest of the way? I mean, obviously you want to get back to the NCAAs, but is there anything else that you're looking to accomplish here before the end of the 2019 campaign?
I'm just trying to enjoy every moment with these boys before for the end of the semester rolls around, and I'm done with my experience here. So, just take it day as it comes, and I think that'll be the best way to achieve things as a group and as an individual.
All right, Eric, well, thanks for your time. It was fun talking with you, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket forward Eric Watson. I'll be right back with more halftime programming right after this on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.